Okay, we are learning Daf Chof Amar Aleph from Masechtas Nida, and we are starting from the two dots, six, seven lines from the top, and we're talking about different Maros Domim that are Tomei. So one of the Maros Domim that are Tomei is black, Shachar. Like the Gemara said before, it's Dam Shalaka, it's Dam that got a little bit changed colors and it turned black. Now what's black, which black shade of black is Dam Tomei? So the Mishnah says, Shachar kecheres. The Gemara doesn't explain. Cheres is a type of mineral that you make dye. Amar Rab Bar Avuna, cheres shamru diyoy. The cheres that we said is dye. The Taina Mahachi, shachar kecheres, the cheres shamru is diyoy. The cheres we're talking about is the type of dye. Zok the Gemara lema diyoy. Just say ink. Why didn't you say ink? You know, just say the way it is. What are you saying, the thing that makes the ink? Like tomorrow, Yomar Dioi, Hava Mino, Ki Pachusa, the Diusa, you would think that even the dye. Now, the dye, the way it works is a lot of it settles. And if it settles, so if you take the top of the dye, top of the ink, it's not so dark. So if you said just ink, you would think even, you know, any part of the ink, even the top part of it, Kamash Malon, Ki Charusa, the Diusa, like the black part of the ink, which is the mineral that makes it black. Ebayelahu, belecha or beyabeshta. Are we talking about fresh cheres or dry cheres? When you want to check if it's the right color, what do you use? Fresh cheres or dry cheres? Or dry cheres? Tashema, the Rav Ami, poly kurta did you so badik bay. When Rav Ami used to check the dam, he wanted to make sure it's the right color, he used to peel off pieces of the Zusa and check it. So you see, we're talking about dry ink. The cheres is dry, and that's how they checked it. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kekir Kedyoy Ukar Anan Anav is Temeya. If it's the color of a kir, the stupid autumn Rashi, one pshat Rashi is, it means dark wax, or it means a certain black grass, or Diyoy, or Ka'anava. All these things, it's Tameya. V'zeo sheninu, omek mekan is Tameya. And this is what we learned, that omek, deeper than shachar, is tamek. These are examples that are deeper than shachar. The Taisha Rosh asked Akasha, one of these three, said kir, diyoy, and anav. One of them is diyoy. Frank Taisha Rosh, diyoy, we said, is shachar. So how can I say it's deeper? So we're talking about it here. The Tosh Rosh says that certain type of ink that doesn't have cheres, and maybe it's worse or it's better, or pshat is that's not omek mekan is not going on diyoy. But look at Tosh Rosh to ask the kashrus. Look if someone has the question, I in Tosh Rosh. But either way, Shmuel says these are three examples of something that's darker than the black, and it's tamei. Omer Rabbi Elazar, kezayis, it's like a black olive, or kezefes, like pitch, or ka'ariv, like a raven. Tahar. Even though those things are black, we all know it's black. You know, a black olive is black. But that's not black enough. As the Mishnah said, about Shachar, that was Kuliyama, that black dam, that's Tameh, if it's deeper black, it's Tameh. If it's lighter black, it's Tahar. So our Gemara gives examples of darker black and lighter black. Lighter black is Zayis, Zephes, and Oyrib. It's Tahar, Vazu, Shininu, Dei, Mekan, Tahar. Ulamar, a new pshat in what black looks like, he says, Kilavusha Siva'a. It's like a black cloak from the place called Siva'a. In that place, they wore black stuff. Ula ikla Pumbadisa, Chaz Yalhu Tayyad Lavash Lavusha Uchma. Ula was in Pumbadisa, and he sees this non-Jewish guy, Arab, he's wearing one of his black clothing. So he told us, he walked into the whole entourage of Tamidim. Amalhu, he told us Tamidim, Boris, Shachar the Tanan Ki Hai. It's like that thing. Do you remember I told you about the Levush Siva? That's it. Mortumine Porta Porta. You know, all the Tamidim cut off a slice of the thing. They wanted to have, you know, a piece of it so they'll tell what black is. So the kids, they completely cut off the guy's jacket. Might say they felt bad. So Yahweh Arba Meir Zuz, they gave him 400 Zuz, which was obviously much more than his, you know, Hugo Boss jacket over there. It was much of 400 zuz. This was a lot of money in those days. So the Mefarshim explained, maybe because that was the busha. Either way, because they cut off his whole thing, so therefore they gave him more money. Rav Yochanan Amar that the black is like this, a different type of clothing. Elu kelim ha'ulayrim ha'bom medina seyom. It's the kelim from the people who run the attendants, who run the bathhouse. Those guys, they're their clothing. Ha'bom medina seyom. That's black clothing. So that's the color of black. So the Marla Memra, sounds like from here, then we say, kelim ulayrim, it's uchmininu, they're black. And the more they have a kasha in that, we'll see that these kelim ulayrim is not black. What's the raya? Amru Rabbi Yannai Lebono, Rabbi Yannai was nifta. He told his children like this: "Bani, al tikvruni loy bekelim shchayrim v'loy bekelim levenim. Don't bury me in black clothing or white clothing. Shchayrim, black clothing, shema zaka ve'ayeh ka'avol be'nachasanim. Don't put me in black clothing, because maybe I'll be zoyche bedin, and then I'm going to be with all the people who wear white there in Gan Eden there. I'm going to wear black." And don't put on levenim. Shem lo yaska ve'ikachasim ben avelim. Maybe I won't be of zayicha, and I walk around with a white thing in front of all the avelim. So put me in kalim olayim habam dias yom. Put me in red kalim. This way, it's like a parv. Alma lav uchmininu. What do you see? That it's not. It's not black. It's red. It's not black. So how can we say before that this is an example of black? It's black kalim. Here we see kalim olayim is red. This halacha, this thing that we called it, depends. If it's the regular clothing, that's taka red, like Rav Yannai said. But if it's like a tablecloth or something like that, then they were black. And he was talking about the psair, he was talking about like a tablecloth or something like that, or a mat, and that was black. That's why it's not a stira. I'm saying it's a Musa Haskel smart. I see Rav Yannai, who was a huge tzaddik, he was nervous about Bedin, you know. Imagine what we could say about ourselves. Om Rav Yudam HaShmuel, V'kulam, anytime you check a bedikah cloth, Ein bedoikim ella al gabi matlas levana. You should put it, to contrast it, put it on top of a white sheet, and this way a white, you know, white handkerchief, and this way it can bring out the color. That's it. V'kulam nebedoikim ella al gabi matlas levana. Om Rav Yitzchak bar Avadumi, V'shachar al gabi adon. But black, you check on red, not on white. That's what he said. I'm Rav Yirmi Difter, Bloy Pligat, not arguing. Haba Shachar. Rav Yitzchak Adim is wearing black maris. Haba Shachar Dom, the other maris that you do on white. That's what Rav Yirmi wants to tell us. Not Machlaikas. Rav Yitzchak is going by black maris that you look on red. And the other Madiyama is going by Shachar Dom that you look over white. Mask Blaravashi, Yachi, Lema Shmuel, Chutz Meshachar. Shmuel says, the Kulam, all Badika cloth, all type of colors, you're only by Badika Matas Savana. He should have said, Chutz Meshachar. Elamar Rashi with Shachar Gufa Kamifki. They are arguing by Shachar. They're arguing. Amula, a new Gemara. We learned that Mishnah, the five Maris Dam. Right? It's five Maris Dam. On Shachar, the Mishnah said that if it's deeper black, then it's Tameh. If it's lighter black, it's Tahar. What about the other four Maris Damim? If it's deeper, is it Tameh or it's Tahar? Lighter? What about the other four Maris Damim? For example, Adon. Or Keren Karkoim, or Meimi Adama, or Mozuk. What's the halacha over there? Oma Ula, Kulam, all the Maris, Omuk Mekan Tomei, De Mekan Tar Kashachar. They're all exactly like Shachar. All the Maris, if they're deeper, they're Tomei, if they're lighter, they're Tar. Why did the Mishnah only say Shachar? Well, the Mishnah is Shachar the Nakat. Why did it say Shachar? Salkadach, I mean, I would think, Hoyel Vamar, Rav Kanina Shachar Odoimu, Elo Shalaka. Since Rav Kanina said that really Shachar is not really the color of the dam. The dam is really red. It just changed. Hilkach, afil deyam ekanamu tamay. So you would think there, even lighter would be tamay, because it just changed a little more. Kamashlo, no. So really, zokt Ula, that really should have said everything deyam ekan is tahar and omekan is tamay. Aye, why to pick Shachar? To teach us a special lesson that Shachar, even deyam ekan is tahar, because you would think lighter is not tahar because it's Dam Shalaka. That's one shita. We're going to have, I think, four shitas here. That's Ula shita. Rav Ami bar Abba Amav Kulon Omuk Vikan Tomei De Vikan Nami Tomei Chutz Meshachar. The Mishnah says Shachar, and that's it. Everything else, Sai deeper, Sai lighter, is Tomei. So you're going to ask me, if that's true, so what are you giving me a share for? What are we getting by Karen Karkam? Even if it's darker or lighter, it's also Tomei. So what's Karen Karkam? So Gemara asks Gasha, Because if it's lighter than lighter, then it won't be good. So you need like a middle point to start from. Then one notch higher is tummy, one notch lower is tummy also. And one notch lighter than that will be tahar. That's sheet number two. Vigadamri, run by Abama, kulam amvikan tahar. All the other ones besides the shachar, if it's deeper, it's tahar. If it's deya, it's also tahar. Deya mikan tahar. Chutz mishachar. Ulahochi mahani shur debaron. That's why shur debaron is exact. That's exactly keren karkoim and exactly meme adama and exactly mazuk. So that was the third sheet already. Bakaparama v'kulam amvikan tamei deya mikan tahar. That's like shachar. Everything besides for mazuk. Chutz mazuk, which is water than wine. Shamuk mekan is tahar. Dei mekan is also tahar. So that's that was the fourth shita that says that wine is different than shachar. Everything else is like shachar besides for the wine. Vakapara adulei v'dachi. They brought him wine and they made it a little bit lighter. And he said it's lighter. And he said it's tahar. Amikulei v'dachi. He said it's also tahar. Look at Rabbi Kapara. He's so clear in his maris that the mamash brought him a test and he got 100% right. His mamash like a shmaitz, so he got 100% right. Zokt the heilige gemara baite. It said in the Mishnah, keren karkoim is one of the colors, one of the shades of red that are tamei. Zokt the Mishnah, zokt the gemara, tano lach vol yavish. Fresh saffron, not dry saffron, fresh saffron. Now, Tani Chada, we have three brises here, and we say they're not a stira. Tani Chada, ketachtim like elyon. Like the bottom, not the top. Batani idach, ke'elyon like ketachtim. Like the top, not the bottom. Batani idach, ke'elyon, ve'kolshkein ketachtoin. Batani idach, ketachtoin, ve'kolshkein ke'elyon. So what is going on here? Oma Abaya, it's four different brises. Oma Abaya, tlosa dori, ve'tlosa tarfahavion. The way a saffron leaf is set up is there's three rows of saffron leaves. And in each, and there's three like sections going up, up, up of saffron leaves. And in each section, there's three rows going one on top of each other. So what's the best one? Plus the darim, plus the tarfenavim. There's three rows and three leaves. Noka darim mitziyasa, v'taraf mitziyasa biyadach. The best one is the middle section and the middle leaf there. So now, if you go to Bryce like this, Tani Chalik Ketachtav like Elia means it has to be the second one, not the top one. Tani Idach Ke'elyum like Ketachtav means the second one and not the bottom one. V'tani Idach Ke'elyum v'kol shekei Ketachtav, it's the top leaf of the middle section and kol shekei the second one. V'tani Idach Ketachtav v'kol shekei Elyum means the second one and kol shekei the Elyum. He said in the middle section that. So the middle section, the middle one of there is very klar, like this. In the middle section, all of them are really good with the oven. There's three. So the first thing is like really like this. The ke'elyoin v'kolshkein ketachtoin v'tanyidu ketachtoin v'kolshkein le'elyoin. So this is what it means. That the bottom one of the middle section is barer, is very good. And kolshkein, the top of that one, which is the middle, it's also good. And when it says Elyum Kolshkein Tachta, it's saying that the top one is Kolshkein just like the middle one. So again, we have it three rows. If anyone has a picture in the Gemara, I don't know if some of the Gemara have pictures. They have pictures here. So you have three rows. In the middle section, all three are good. All three are good. And the best of those middle ones is the top. But the second one's also Mamash Lechatchila. It's Mamash Lechatchila also. That's what comes out. So let's read it one more time here. Oh, by tlos dar v'tlos tarf, we have noka dar mitzias, tarf mitzias biyodach, and we're saying one of the kol shekeins are that of course the top one on top of that is even better, but the middle one is also good, even the bottom one, but the ever is good, the bottom one of the middle section, and that's how you read all the kol shekeins and the elyons and tachtons. And the Gemara ends off about the saffron over here. You have to check it when it's still attached to its earth. So Rashi learns it's attached to the ground still. Others learn that you can pull it out with its earth, and that would also be able to check it that way. Zokt Just so the Emunah has a klar, this Elyon and Tachton klar? Okay. Next case, the Mishnah is Meimei Adama. Tanu Rabbanan. Kimeimei Adama. It says one of the colors are like water in this Adama's earth. Where is earth from? Tanu Rabbanan. Kimeimei Adama, Meimei Adama, Shemeinu, Mebekas, Beis Kerem. You bring Zaftige earth from Bikas Beis Kerem. I never heard of like an oily earth, but that was a Shemeina, fat earth from Beis Kerem. You pour water on it. You bring it from a place called Bikas Yutfas. You bring it from a different Bika, different plateau. So different plateaus where you bring the earth there, it's red earth there, you bring it, and you have to put water on it also. Tanya Idach. Kumei Adama, maybe Adama Shemena, you bring fat earth, Mivikas Beis Kerem, or Meitzif Allah Mayim Kippus Hashem. You pour water in it, and the water should be over the whole earth like a garlic peel. That's the height. So that's enough. The ain't Shir Lamayim, there's no Shir how much water, the ain't Shir Offer, no Shir Offer. So as long as you cover the offer like a garlic peel, that's enough. How much offer, we don't tell you. Vein Beit Kamei says, Slulim El Achurim. You don't check it while it's Slulim El Achurim. It means you have to mix it well, that it gets nice and muddy. Tzalulu, if it settles and it got a little bit watery. You mix it again to make it dirty. When you mix it, don't mix it with your hand, only with a kli. Now what that means, we're going to talk in a second. So when you mix it to make it muddy, you use your hand. You don't use your hand, you use a kli. Now what does that mean? Does that mean, you know what that means? The lir may be yod. They don't put it into your hand and make it dirty. Abamano, if you put it into a keli, into a utensil, you could mix it with your hand. Just you don't put it in your hand to mix. Put it into a keli to mix, but you can mix it with your hand. Oidoma, the loyal are going to be yod. You shouldn't use your hand, but you should use a spoon. So when it says don't use your hand, elakli, what does that mean? To use the afka, a spoon, or don't do it in your hand? That's the Gemara Shaila. So Toshima, kushu baitkon. In bite can el bekois. Said in the Bryce, you have to bite the kinakois. Okay, but you didn't answer the Shaila. Vadayim te boyaloch, p'dika bekois, akira b'mai. Okay, we know now it can't be in your hand. It has to be in a kois. But still, the same Shaila. Do you mix it with the hand, or do you have to mix it with a spoon? And the Gemara comes out, teiku. Gemara comes out that we don't have an answer to the Shaila.